Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family, and friends. Please excuse my breathing. It is me and the weather at times don't get along. This happens to be one of those times. Allow me to get some water and we'll begin. Okay. First, my father explained to me amazing what a little bit of water can do. My father explained to me what I need to do when it comes to sharing his word. And how it would be more beneficial to you to just stick with the word, verse by verse, so that you can not only see the goodness of what he does, yet also to be able to go from verse to verse, cross-reference, and otherwise. So I will be doing that with you. I will be giving topics so that you can write it down if you so choose. And we are carrying on wherever he takes us. Allow me to pray. Father God, I want to say, please forgive me. I love you. Use me. You have set me free. You have caused me to understand the reality of brutality. Even if nobody ever put their hands on me, I know the difference between your love and Satan's hatred. I pray, Heavenly Father, that every word that come out of my mouth give you glory, that you be the one to flow that gives life, so that everything that has to do with anybody that hear under the tone of this voice, that they begin to breathe the goodness of you into another life. I love you so much. Bless everyone. Touch our families. Open us up. Enable our communities to become a spark of fire that causes the devil to holler. Because as you know, he's causing havoc. In Jesus' name. Today, I was going throughout taking care of business. If I tell you all the things that has happened to me, you wouldn't believe it, but I won't, so I won't do that. I will say this. Who we are as children of God. So today's topic is are you his children? Are we his child? Do we understand the responsibility of being his child? I remember many years ago, my mother said to me, whatever you do out there in the street is a reflection of who and how I raised you. And you must understand, are not just a person, but you are a family. And rather than not, if you want to believe that, it cannot be changed. But you're not only a family, you are a community. And unless you're going to go off by yourself and live away from people, you have a commitment to giving people the very best. She said these words, and the last part of it is, that is why when you see me go through what I go through with your stepfather, do not bring it into the community, because Satan loves to take people and use their pain to spread more pain. Just as he likes to take people's pain and show other people how to inflict pain. So, son, be at your very best. Our Father wants us to be at his very best. So let's start here. Let's go to the book of John, first chapter. Excuse me, I may have to stop. Breathing's still off key. But we're going to get through this. Okay, please listen very carefully. This is John and 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the Word, excuse me, my apology. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We're going to go from there, and let's go to Matthew and 4. Matthew 4 and 4. Thank you, Father God. Father God, thank you. Okay. But he answered and said, thank you, Jesus. It is written, man, capital M, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. When we are taught by our mothers from the beginning of being in the womb until we pass through and that eyes is feelings, thoughts within the earth, teaching is consistent. If you ever notice that when you, Father God, thank you for this, when you was a child, you paid close attention to everything around you. You was taught many things, whether security or insecurity, fear or soundness. You was taught to either be a failure or to be successful, to be an adventurous, or to basically go nowhere. But you was taught consistently, let's go to Psalms 51 and 1. King David said this, oh, my apology. It's 51:5. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. The moment that the man's sperm get to age, immediately out whose father was a drug addict or mother, that child became a drug addict. The same thing about sin, which is why there is no way that we can save ourselves. It is impossible. Because the odds are completely stacked against us, and we don't sin just to sin. We sin because we are sinners. 100%. The only thing is, as children, from the age of birth to the age of 12 to 13, we are literally considered not responsible for that which we do. Because at the age of 13, we should be able to have the ability to make a sound decision of either to do wrong or to do right. You know how many people have a tendency to speak about raise up a child the way it should go, and he will remember when you get older. Proverbs 22:6. Thank you, Father. Let's go there. Proverbs Proverbs 26, I mean my apology, 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Okay. Many years ago, I said genocide that has ever been done was not done by the hands of man, but by Satan himself. Because most parents did not raise their children offering them to God, meaning by offering God to their children. From the moment of conception to the time that they were released from the home. So most parents, most teachers, most of the people in the community taught their children, taught our friends, our children, how to be a greater sinner, doing things that was not of God. But because of the grace and mercy of God, let's go back to John. Now we're going to John 1:12. Because of God loving us so desperately, I say desperately, the reason why is because when a man or woman is in love with someone and wants the relationship to work, he or she would do basically anything in order to restore that relationship, making it possible for him, her, to bring forth some form of happiness, some form of peace, the rest of their lives as one, being together to build a family and carry on. Okay. So what God did, he said this, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe his name. But what is the responsibility, child of God? Okay, I believe you. I have confessed my sins. You are faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me of all the sin I have ever done in my life. Now I am considered in your eyes, God, to be as clean, as white as snow, to be pure because of the blood of Jesus Christ. But now what is my responsibility to be to my being your child? Well, Jesus, the Matthews, shared with us what is called beatitude. But before we get there, we're going to go to Galatians 2:20. our responsibility. Thank you, Father God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loves me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God. Oh, Father God, thank you. Excuse me. Let me read that again, okay? I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We truly acknowledge that. We'll come to understand that we do not belong to ourselves, because we are completely come to the reality, if only intellectually, having yet been brought to us by the Holy Spirit, the revelation of, which for many of us takes time. So if only intellectually we have allowed ourselves the ability to say, Father, I don't belong to myself no more. I belong to you. To me, Son, I love you. And I need you to understand whatever you do, it reflects on me. Whatever we do, saints, reflects on our Father in heaven. We belong to him. So it starts with an attitude. Now let's go to Matthew. So here's Matthew expressing what Jesus was sharing, called beatitude. And we start at 5 and 3. Matthew 5, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they are, excuse me, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When we was in our mother's womb, we was being fed by our mother only physically, but whatever she took in spiritually, emotionally, if our mothers happened to have been a nervous wreck, we would have also inherited what she was. We also inherit what our fathers had been. I'm just like my father. I got to be honest with you. I'm not a hero. He's not a hero in my eyes. I'm not a celebrity of my father's characteristics. And I've only seen the man maybe 3 times. But I'm the splitting image of him both physically and internally in so many ways. It's just only now, because of the chain being broken by that of the Holy Spirit, I don't carry out the things in which he's about. So when we allow ourselves to feed off of our fathers, and even greater, to allow ourselves to know that we have to, feed off our father, so that we can break the things given to us by our parents, by the world. What happens is we begin the process of becoming like our Father in heaven, meaning we are spiritual beings before we are physical, though we were taught to be physical and depend on our emotions in order to get through this lifetime, which is why we're in trouble the way we are, because literally, if we allow ourselves to be fed by the Holy Spirit, then we'll do spiritual things that's connected strictly from the kingdom of God. We're going to finish this tomorrow. God so allow us. A child of God, the responsibility is heavy, and it's not for everybody. Many are called, but only a few are chosen. God bless you. I love you.